Oh, yeah. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Had a good weekend?
You know, kind of quiet.
Good. That's good,
so,
right?
Yes, I had a great weekend.
And then you got many busy days and weekends coming up.
Yeah, this next one is really busy. We're going to be doing some traveling down Sarasota way, and just a lot going on.
Same here.
Yep.
Well, this weekend I think should be pretty chill. Although, did I tell you that I went ahead and pulled the trigger on a pool?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm hoping Betsy will get that thing all dug and put up there.
Oh,
in the
She's gonna be on that.
No, she is quite handy.
Oh yeah, she is actually,
and she has plenty of energy. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. We'll have a big.
So, what'd you end up doing? What'd you get?
I got the one that was on the internets, and the rating was pretty good for the price and all that. And
again, you weren't looking for something like fancy, and you're not doing in ground. The whole point was to get something you can have fun with and just enjoy.
It's not very deep. That's the thing. I think it's like you could fill it up to like 45 inches or something.
Yeah.
But it's enough to, you could do laps in it if you want, because it's like 12 by 24.
Oh, wow.
So it's decent size.
That's bigger than I thought.
But it's not deep, so no diving, no jumping, stuff like that. A lot of rules.
Well, there is a lake in your backyard if you really wanted to do that.
Shh.
People are going, there's a lake in your backyard and you had to have a pool? I mean, you don't always want to swim with the fishes,
I just, there's certain things you have to check off your list. And I've had several pools before, but I like the idea of having a pool.
I get it.
Jump in, jump out, and I go all the way down to the lake.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then the lake is warm usually in the summer until you go further, deeper out.
Right.
And I don't feel like doing that.
Do you get any gators? Do gators show up in the lake at all?
No.
No?
No, we don't have a problem with that. But you could get a snapping turtle, I guess.
Ooh.
That'd probably be... Well, nothing. I mean, again, we haven't been attacked. I haven't been attacked. Dogs are all good. Neighbors, everybody. Yeah. Everybody keeps an eye out. I think we're in pretty good shape.
I've just watched some too many videos on snapping turtles, I guess.
Well.
Oh, they can hurt you.
Yeah. Them hang on to a hook, and it's like, you win. I'll never get that hook back.
No.
You don't want to hurt them, so you want to try to get it out.
Right.
But after a while, you're kind of like, okay, pal.
I'm trying to help you here.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, they don't understand. What are they?
It's you just jabbed them with something, and they're going to pay you back.
They bit it?
Well.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Homemade brews or just brews in general, there could be a problem here. Recent studies have found that some beers brewed in the U.S. have high levels of what they call forever chemicals. They're considered above the allowed EPA limit. A team from ACS Environmental Science Technology conducted a study to find out, and it's a very long word, polyfluoroalkyl substances. How about this? Let's call them PFAS.
Okay.
PAFAS. I remember when I was doing the water thing.
Yes.
They kind of edumacated me on that a little bit, and I was like, I never hear anybody talking about that.
Right.
It's funny, but now you do.
Yep.
They call them forever chemicals, I guess, because, they can get into your system and they don't necessarily come out of your system.
They stay forever.
Yeah. And so this guy says, as a beer drinker, I wondered whether PFAS in water supplies was making its way into our pints. I hope these findings inspire water treatment strategies and policies to help reduce the likelihood of PFAS in future pours, as they like to call it. Breweries with water filtration and treatment system, these are not designed to prevent PFAS from entering into the batch, although the company I was doing the stuff for, Greg, they did eliminate PFAS.
That's
one of the selling points. I'm like... You're selling a point, nobody knows what it is, but...
Now they do.
See? By modifying an EPA testing tool for analyzing levels of PFAS in drinking water, this team tested 23 different beers, and some of the highest levels of PFAS, North Carolina, California, and Michigan. All right.
Interesting.
Just thought I'd kind of make you aware of such a thing. And that it could be in your drinking water, too. And that might be something that you might think to address at some point.
Good to know.
Oh, what did my dad say? Got to die of something.
Well, yeah, but, you know, didn't he go looking for reasons?
That's true. Hey, this is not a rumor.
Okay.
A Texas rheumatologist.
Yeah.
Get it?
Rumor. Yeah,
has nothing to do with one another, but I like it anyway. Texas rheumatologist turned his license to practice medicine into a $118 million scheme to finance his high-end lifestyle. The problem was it was by falsely diagnosing perfectly healthy patients, and he will be spending the next 10 years in less luxurious digs. Sentenced to 10 years in prison, Jorge Zamora Cazada, 68, convicted of defrauding patients and government and private health insurers by diagnosing people with rheumatoid arthritis, RA, though they did not have the lifelong incurable condition. Federal judge also ordered the disgraced physician to forfeit $28,245,000 in assets, which included his real estate portfolio of 13 properties, a jet plane, and a Maserati Gran Turismo.
Wow.
Yeah?
He could do some spending.
I know what Greg's thinking. Yeah. Where's the auction?
Yeah.
Where's the auction?
Got to be some good deals on some stuff. Like
I got some guns I can liquidate. Come on.
Maserati. Yeah, they're nice. Too high maintenance, actually, though.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh, terribly so. I love them, but they're no.
Dr. Zamora Cazada funded his luxurious lifestyle for two decades by traumatizing his patients, abusing his employees, lying to insurers, and stealing taxpayer money. His depraved conduct represents a profound betrayal of trust toward vulnerable patients who depend on care and integrity from their doctors. He ran a scheme out of his Mission, Texas office with the help of staffers who were abused and threatened by his status and forced to cooperate. Mission is a town north of Mexican border, about 250 miles south of San Antonio. And these are some of his protocols. He would administer unnecessary treatments, ordered unnecessary testing on them, a variety of injections, infusions, x-rays, MRIs, and other procedures, all with potentially harmful and even deadly side effects. To receive payment for these expensive services, he fabricated medical records and lied about the patient's condition to insurers.
Hmm.
Now remember, the guy's a doctor. He already has a virtual license to print money.
Right.
I mean, you go to school for a long time, and mm-hmm. you're in a, you know, you're in a position that is respected, and you're well paid for that. But that's not enough. That's not enough. Resulting side effects on his patients included strokes, necrosis of the jawbone, hair loss, liver damage, and pain so severe that basic tasks of everyday life, such as bathing, cooking, and driving, became difficult.
So it's almost he was finding ways for you to believe it. Like, he was doing things to make you really believe his diagnosis.
Well, I guess in just the various treatments utilized were having enough side effects to where, yes, it would have that effect.
Wow.
One patient testified in the 25-day trial, constantly being in bed and being unable to get up from bed alone, being pumped with medication. I didn't feel like my life had any meaning. And one woman said she thought her child basically was serving as a lab rat.
Wow.
Yep. Wow.
That's sad.
$28 million.
That's a lot of overcharging going on there.
9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines, information, all on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Go ahead, fool around and find out. You've heard that before, right?
Oh, yeah.
9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators. Lady Gators are going to be playing the College World Series, and this is their 13th appearance, and it'll kick off for them 2 days from now. They'll be taking on Texas. I believe that is about noon Thursday. for that. So go Gators. He's tough.
Yeah.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Oh, we like him.
They had a multi-level operation, and they named it Fool Around and Find Out.
I like that.
Versus, what was it, Alvin Lee, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Right? Now, who did that?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Who did it?
Elvin Bishop.
Elvin Bishop, what'd I say?
Elvin somebody, I have no
Elvin
idea.
Elvin Lee.
I don't even know who that is.
Tommy and, Lee's brother.
Oh, that
the
explains
drummer
it.
From Motley Crue, come on.
But man. It wasn't Elvin Bishop singing, remember?
No, it was Mickey Thomas, as,
yes,
you,
there was.
As you told me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I listen to you
now
sometimes.
It, what?
I do.
Wow, okay. Anyway.
Fool Around to Find Out.
Yes, great.
This is the name of the multi-level operation, NABBED. Ready for this? Little old Polk County, Florida.
Yeah, but they get a lot of attention.
They do, don't they?
He's awesome.
They nabbed 255 suspected human traffickers,
wow,
child sex predators, and illegal migrants in Central Florida. And by the way, these were not on the federal radar.
This is like doing their own homework and catching
yeah,
bad guys.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do, too. This was conducted over 9 days in May, resulted in the arrest of the highest number of individuals ever recorded in a single sting, wow, by the sheriff's office.
Wow.
And that's saying something because he'd been doing some stinging.
In 9 days, that's a lot in 9 days.
Yes, it is. We made a lot of arrests. Our team preps in advance. We know what places to go to on social media to find those evil people or to set them up to come to us. And everybody did a remarkable job. One of the most startling revelations from the operation was 36 illegal migrants apprehended. Judge said 26 of them had not checked in with federal authorities, making them untraceable until this operation. 26 of them were not even on the federal government's radar. They had snuck into the country and did not check in. The migrants' arrests account for approximately 15% of the total, and Judd argued that their absence could have prevented the same amount of crime. If those illegal immigrants weren't here in this country, then there would be a 50% less crimes committed by using simple math, right? And it also revealed a cross-section of suspects from all walks of American life. Among those arrested, remember, this is sex trafficking.
Right.
A medical doctor, an executive from the American Red Cross, active and retired military personnel, even a former NFL player, Adarius, wow, Taylor. Prior to retirement in 2020, Taylor played for the Carolina Panthers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Cleveland Browns. Judd recounted that the ex-NFL player left his young, medically vulnerable child alone in a car while he allegedly sought sexual favors from an undercover officer posing as a prostitute. Another suspect allegedly visited the operation while his wife was battling cancer at home. "Are you kidding me?" the sheriff exclaimed. "Your wife's being treated for cancer and at a time in her life when she needs you the most, and you're turning out a trick with a hooker at an undercover location. That's incredible."
Wow.
Detectives charged a total of 102 felonies, 284 misdemeanors during the investigation. Suspects' prior criminal histories included a combined total of 400 felonies, 519 misdemeanors, charges such as premeditated murder, attempted murder, kidnapping, robbery, aggravated battery, and sexual assault.
Bad hombres, as the president would have called them.
True. The online prostitution industry enables traffickers and allows for the continued victimization of those who are being trafficked. This was in a release following the sting. Our goal is to identify victims, offer them help, arrest those who are fueling the exploitation of human beings, and those profiting from the exploitation of human beings. Prostitution is not a victimless crime. It results in exploitation, disease, drug and alcohol addiction, violence, and broken families. Judd said Polk County has a zero-tolerance stance on criminal activity. This is not the last one. This is just the latest one. There's going to be another one and another one. But his message is clear. Those who come to Florida with criminal intent will not remain in the shadows and will be publicly held accountable. Florida is the vacation state. People come from all over the world with their children, he said. We want to make sure that it's a safe environment. And it is. All right. So, there you go. That was a pretty large sting operation. So
that's huge.
Yeah,
that's
Grady Judd.
Gotta love it.
Yep, fool around and find out or something like that. What'd I call it?
It's fool around and find out.
It is fool around
and find out. It's F-A-F-O.
Yes.
I hear the wheels turning. I just was
no,
waiting.
There's no, there's no wheels turning.
No, no, I just heard something.
I'm just thinking about going fishing or something, just relaxing.
Well, yeah, I know, because you got to work 4 days this week. In a row.
Well, don't remind me.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'm going
to
make it.
I didn't mean to bring you down.
New Jersey is reportedly taking a hard stance against people who want to go fishing.
What? What's wrong with fishing?
Well, fishing is okay, but if you want a permit to go fishing, then you better make sure that you're up to speed on your child support payments.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The reported action comes as state officials work to enforce financial responsibility among residents. The New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife, in collaboration with the Department of Human Services, has implemented a policy that cross-references fishing permit applicants with the state's child support enforcement database. Those found to owe more than $1,000 in overdue child support are automatically flagged and denied a permit until their payments are brought current. The policy was quietly rolled out early 2025. It expands on existing measures that already block hunting licenses and other state-issued permits for child support delinquents. Over 15,000 New Jersey residents are currently behind on child support by at least $1,000, with some owing tens of thousands. And the New Jersey Fish and Wildlife website says completing the child support certification is required when purchasing a hunting or fishing license or a related permit or registration, noting that individuals must complete it every year. And apparently states of New York and Pennsylvania also have similar restrictions.
So support your kids or no fish for you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got time and for going fishing, but you're not taking care of business.
Yeah,
doesn't
good.
Mean that everybody's deal is always been completely fair or whatever, but
that's true.
Don't make the child suffer as a result of your poor decision making.
Yes.
Basically what it boils down to most of the time. Not judging though.
But just in general,
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about some upbeat positive thoughts. We'd love you to share them with us. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Who's picking on Jussie Smollett again? What's going on here? Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Whoever they are. Probably wearing Trump hats. It is 9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And happy Tuesday. And here we are. Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks, Florence Recycling. Hate crime hoaxer Jussie Smollett has once again repeated the debunked claim that he was randomly jumped during one snowy night in Chicago 6 years ago. What do you mean? What do you mean he's repeating it? We debunked it a long time ago, six years ago. What do you mean he's repeating it? Are you serious? In an Instagram post on Saturday, Smollett accused the city of Chicago working as part of a conspiracy to discredit his claim of being a victim of a hate crime. A conspiracy to discredit him? He was the one who was committing a conspiracy by calling what occurred, which was nothing, into a hate crime.
Right.
This is a guy that had his buddies, his trainers, whatever they were, right? Sidekicks. Mm-hmm. Actually push him around, beat him up a little bit, and put a noose around his neck, which, by the way, he wouldn't take off of his neck until police arrived.
Right.
Okay. You feel so comfortable with it on there.
So weird.
The guy is an idiot.
He is.
From the get-go.
Yeah.
Over 6 years ago, after it was reported I had been jumped, city officials in Chicago set out to convince the public that I willfully set an assault against myself. But you did.
Uh-huh.
This false narrative has left a stain on my character. I think your character was stained, but yes.
We're not sure what it was.
And that will not soon disappear. You could try to shout it out. These officials wanted my money and wanted my confession for something I did not do. Today, it should be clear, they have received neither. Remember back in early 2019, the Empire actor claimed he fell victim to a hate crime on a cold winter's night in Chicago at the hands of two men who derided him with homophobic slurs while yelling, "This is MAGA country," as they tied a noose around his neck. Many in the media took Smollett's story at face value until evidence revealed that he had hired two brothers from Nigeria to stage the attack.
Because they are part of MAGA country. They were.
Supposedly, Nigerian. In an effort to boost his salary on the show. Wow. I mean, he was so busted wide open. And he's still trying to deny it?
He has stuck to his story, though. I mean, he really has, even in the face of evidence.
Well, first of all, you're walking down the street, and these so-called MAGA country people can make a determination of your sexuality just by looking at you.
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
Wow. That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
After Smollett turned himself into police for the felony charge of filing a false police report, the situation took a turn for the worse when the charges against him were suddenly dropped by Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox, prompting outrage from both the Chicago Police Department and Mayor Rahm Emanuel. In an obvious attempt to rectify the situation and regain city trust, a Chicago judge appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the way Smollett's case was handled. In 2022, Smollett was sentenced to 150 days in jail for being tried and convicted for five counts of felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report. He was later sued by the city for $130,000 to cover the cost of his hoax investigation. He settled the suit by agreeing to donate $60,000 to two Chicago-based charities. That was followed by the Illinois Supreme Court overturning his five felony charges, which Smollett says proves his innocence.
Right.
That's not necessarily how it works.
No.
However, despite arduous and expensive attempts to punish me, I am innocent in the eyes of God and our criminal justice system. I will continue creating my art, fighting passionately for causes I hold dear, and defending my integrity and family name with the truth. To everyone who has supported me, your prayers and belief in me mean more than words can properly express. He concluded, with love and respect, Jussie Smollett. The Illinois Supreme Court, however, clarified that they only overturned his conviction strictly on Fifth Amendment grounds due to Kim Fox initially dropping the charges against him. In fact, Special Prosecutor Dan Webb said the ruling had nothing to do with Mr. Smollett's innocence.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, you believe it still?
Unreal.
Still trying to change the facts.
It needs attention.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And good morning, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, I think he needed to bring this back up so that we could be reminded that I didn't know that he kept the noose on his head until the cops got there. But my question is, did you just say that, is it some taxpayer dollars that are going to reignite something? Because shouldn't he have to pay if he brings all this up to the surface again? Shouldn't he be responsible for any taxpayer dollars that go to reignite this? I mean, CNN ought to be made to go on the news to rebroadcast all the real information. Like, how is it possible that this guy, who we believe is, you know, 100% guilty of fraud against the country for fake racial BS at the height of racial BS, how is it possible that an individual can get away with reigniting the idiocy? It makes no sense. He should have to pay.
Well, he was ordered to pay. He was sued by the city for $130,000 to cover the cost of his hoax investigation. Now, what they actually ever saw, apparently they agreed to him donating $60,000 to two local charities. So, I mean, you know, as far as we know, there was follow through on that. But yeah, he is still trying to claim innocence, and the Supreme Court of Illinois had to actually come out and say, no, we never said he was innocent. We reversed something based on a technicality in his Fifth Amendment, and that was because of Kim Fox screwing the case up.
Right.
They didn't say it exactly like that, but that's what
they meant. That's the point. Point well done, yes.
So
he's a mess.
I guess. He's a mess. We haven't heard his name in a long time.
Well, that's the problem. He just feels like we should. Mm. He's trying to stay relevant.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to do something in relation to, you know, I wish that I had Jussie's girl, and I was going to say, and then.
But then it's like there's not one.
Well, I could only think of one of the things which was a prop, and then that'll get turned probably against me if I make it as part of the song.
Right.
Well, as funny as it probably would
be. It's probably hilarious in your head, though.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot of things are.
I'm sure it was amazing.
I don't let him out.
It was amazing. Just keeping it for himself.
A settlement has been reached after a man in Scott County, Iowa, accused his former employer of firing him for wearing Christian-themed T-shirts to counter its alliance with the LGBTQ agenda. Hmm. Cosby Corey Cunningham sued Eaton Corporation after it endorsed so-called Pride Month, which ramps up throughout the month of June. He sued the global power management company in June of 24 and alleged it had violated his civil rights over the matter. Cunningham, as a Christian, decided to take action when Eaton initiated a ceremony recognizing Pride Month in early June of 23. The company reportedly erected a Pride flag, encouraged staff to wear certain colors, and offered Pride-themed shirts for them to buy.
Wow. That's taking an agenda strong by
you
a corporation.
Think?
So those who gave their lives for our country get one day, and they want a whole month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking.
A whole month. In response, Cunningham claimed that he started wearing T-shirts with Bible verses printed on them to show people at work that he was sincere about his faith and beliefs. One of Cunningham's shirts reportedly said, "Pride goes before destruction.
Woo.
An arrogant spirit before a fall." Proverbs 16:18.
There you go.
Over the next 8 weeks, Eaton managers allegedly held a series of meetings with Cunningham to express their concern that his actions were perceived by others as inflammatory and that that might violate company policy. Oh, yeah, he's the bad guy.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Because he's not going along with what everybody else is being coerced into.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's the world we live in.
According to the lawsuit, management refused Cunningham's request for a religious accommodation to wear the T-shirts, threatened him with dismissal, and sent him home on at least two occasions for refusing to stop wearing the shirts. Then on August 23rd of 23, the company fired Cunningham, the lawsuit alleges. In his lawsuit, Cunningham was represented by Robert Anderson of Atlantic, an attorney for the Pacific Justice Institute, a conservative organization. Eaton also allegedly promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, and Cunningham was reportedly required to attend those training meetings. During one meeting, he was allegedly targeted for his refusal to use woke pronouns.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Yep, he's not the only person in America who's spoken out against the agenda, and but they reached some sort of settlement. Not sure what that all includes, I guess. Maybe they had to sign a little non-disclosure agreement.
But at least he got something out of it.
Yeah.
As he should have.
It is 8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. Upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing. Call in and share those with us, if you would. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Call now, please. Craig loves it when I bang on the furniture around
sure
here.
I
he
do.
Loves it.
Oh.
And that makes me smile. Good morning. It's 9:52. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your turn. Time for you to call in with upbeat positive thoughts. Count your blessings kind of a moment. We call it Things That Make You Smile. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So please call in right now. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pete. What's making you smile?
This morning on Fox News, they had some video of a volcano in Hawaii that's shooting molten stone and rock 1,000 feet in the air. Mm. Quite a sight. And as I was watching it, I was thinking of you, Bob, and you'd be sitting in front of your TV going, magma, magma, magma.
Well, thank you.
And for those who don't know, maybe you should explain that.
Magma,
you haven't mentioned him in a while.
Magma is a nickname for my Hemi pickup truck.
Yep.
And yeah, I don't know where it all came from, but
I was going to ask him, but you just answered the question. So
not sure, but Magma is doing fine. And thanks for asking.
There you go.
And by the way, I saw an article where they said there's gold in that there magma that's coming out of that.
Really?
Better I mean, I guess if it's,
up,
it's deep in, you know, the Earth's core and it's spewing it out, so it probably does have some in it, but are you going to go through there with, you know, rubber boots on and find it?
I would recommend it. Just blow on it a little bit.
Ow, this is so hot.
It'll cool right off.
Ow, that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Greg and Bob. Yeah, man, Mount Kilauea is creating new real estate. But what's making me smile is anytime Sheriff Judd does a press conference, he is just totally hilarious, man. He does his conferences with a method of seriousness and comedy. So Grady Judd just does a great job in all his press conferences.
I don't know too many people that don't appreciate or enjoy him, his demeanor, and his law enforcement ability, frankly.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Ann. Good morning. What's making you smile?
A phrase I heard the other day. Faith is taking the first step, even if you can't see the whole staircase.
Oh, that's
there
a good
you go.
One. I like that.
There you go.
Yeah. That is faith.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how many steps, which where they're going, where they're going
to
take you.
You have to trust.
Yeah, that's good.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere, because coming up next, it is the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Social Security, because of DOGE, is removing 12.3 million individuals that are listed to be on their rolls. But it's because they're all listed as 120 years old or older. Yeah, the discrepancies in Social Security figures and the alarming ages of some of the individuals listed have garnered national attention over the last several months. And, well, they should. So, thanks to DOGE, they're going to fix that. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.